St. John's Gospel, and thus begin reading at verse number 1 in chapter 1. It says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And the Word was God, the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not the light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not." Just one more place, just a couple verses, if you will, very familiar verses in Matthew chapter 5 this morning. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 14. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 14, very familiar portion of scripture here that most all of you probably could just quote, but says, "Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." Hallelujah. If the Lord will help me this morning, amen, and if I don't do very good, it's not the Lord's fault, it's my fault, all right? So, but if the Lord will help me this morning, I'd like to preach what the Lord has laid upon my heart several days ago. He's been dealing with me for some time on this little thought that he's given unto me, is the power of that light. The power of that light. Praise God. We find several times it's mentioned here in John's gospel about that light. Amen. That light. That light is not like any other light. Amen. Aren't you glad for lights in this world that we live in? Amen. They tell me that there's no such a thing as darkness. Amen. They say there's no such a thing as darkness. Darkness is just simply the absence of light. Amen. When light comes in, the darkness is no more there. Praise God. As you would go and flip your light switch on in the house, when the light switch comes on, the lights come on, the darkness disappear. Praise God. So there, and I don't know if that's true theologically, amen, whether there's no such a thing as darkness, but I do believe this morning when the sun came up, there was a greater light that ruled the day, amen, and the darkness had to leave, amen. Praise God. But it tells us, Paul tells us here in Corinthians, said, "But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For if we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus, the Lord, and ourselves are servants for Jesus' sake." Praise God. So can I tell you here this morning, we realize, amen, there are a darkness in the world of those that does not believe Christ Jesus. But it's simply because, amen, they haven't came unto the light. Once you and I came to the light of that glorious gospel, praise God, we begin to feel, amen, that darkness leave us, praise God. That's the transformation, amen. When we are born again, praise God, we become the children of light. Amen. Aren't you glad this morning, amen, that God shined a light in your pathway, amen, and he helped you along life's way, praise God. Oh, can I tell you, he makes us a new creature. Behold, all things are new. Praise God. Simply because, amen, you see, amen, the darkness, things that were evil in those times of your life. Praise God. But we realize, and I've got to hurry on here, but he said, we realize the love Men love darkness, as John tells us, John 3:19, and said, in this world condemnation, that light is coming to the world, and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. Praise God. Amen. And so we realize, amen, simply because not the whole world is saved this morning, because they simply love their dark hour that they're in. Amen. They love their dark deeds. Amen. Sometimes folks get sick of sin. Amen. Anybody here this morning, you finally got to the place to where you realize, I'm just sick of the life I've got. Amen. And realize there must be a better life than a bar stool. Amen. They must be a better life than being a drug addict or whatever. And they made their way down to an altar and God saved them. Praise God. There's a better way than groping about in the darkness. Hallelujah. But I don't have to spend a lot of time here this morning. That's not my message. I mean, I don't have to spend a lot of time telling you that we live in a dark hour. Amen. We find Amos tells us at 5:20, says, shall not the day of the Lord be darkness and not light, even very dark, and no brightness in it? Amen. So we realize today we are surely, I believe, in the last days. If you haven't noticed, and I'm sure that you have, I know many folks say it's worse than it ever has been. Amen. When darkness is there, it just seems like, no matter if there's no light at all, that's gross darkness. It seems men will wax worse and worse. But we live in an evil day, in a dark hour. Amen. It's been prophesied that these times will come, and we're here. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we realize that, amen, that we live in a dark hour. Amen. But that's not what I come to tell you. You don't know that. Amen. Praise God. Let us move on. We find in John, he began to tell us, amen, as John, writer here said, there was a man that was sent from God whose name was John. Amen. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light. Hallelujah. That all men through him might believe. Oh, can I tell you here this morning, I believe we are living in a dark hour and a dark age. Amen. But can I tell you, we still have the same commission as what John had. Amen. It's our commission that we have read unto you. We are that light unto the world. Amen. We have been set apart. We are that city that's set on a hill. Praise God. And it's up to us this morning to be a witness to the dark hour that we live in. Amen. We would like sometimes to dwell, say, well, we just can't have church like we used to do. But can I tell you, I believe many times the problems, we just need to let our light shine a little bit brighter. Amen. Like Sister Burdine said a while ago, amen, about, you know, sometimes as you grow older, you know, your eyes begin to dim a little bit. And, you know, when I turned 40 years old, I didn't have to have these. But soon thereafter, amen, I begin to feel that that the lights just wasn't as bright as they used to be. I found myself going out on the porch to read a book, amen. I found myself getting closer to the light, and after a while I had to realize, amen, the light's just as bright as it always has been. Amen, it's me that's failing. Amen. Would you help me here just for a little while this morning? Amen. The world is probably just as dark as it always has been. But what about us? Amen. Is our witness as bright as it should be? Are we at the place where we should be? Is our globe, our source of light, amen, has it waxed corroded? Amen. Has it got the darkness built on the globe? Do we need to take the time and say, Lord, let my light shine in this dark hour? Lord, let maybe somebody is lost this morning simply because I'm not bearing witness of that light. Amen. Trying to preach to us here this morning the power of that light. Amen. We know that the power of that light, it still pushes back the darkness. Amen. And we know this morning, praise God, if we didn't think that we still yet had the ability to see folks say, we'd simply shut the doors and shut the Bible and we think it was all over. But praise God, I come to tell you this morning, amen, you may get discouraged and not see too many folks saved, but let me tell you, just shine that old light up a little bit more, amen, and let it shine another time, amen. Point it out to your community. Let the searchlight shine out one more time, amen. There's a lost soul out there somewhere that just needs a light. It just needs a light. Hallelujah. Let me take a moment to go back into the Old Testament here. We find in Leviticus chapter 24, and we find that the Lord speaking to Moses, and he said, "And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they may bring unto thee pure oil, olive beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually. Without the veil of the testimony in the tabernacle of the congregation shall Aaron order it from the evening unto the morning before the Lord continually, and it shall be a statue forever in your generation, and he shall order the lamps upon the pure candlesticks before the Lord continually." Amen. Who was it? It was the children's responsibility. Amen. When they come to the tabernacle, amen, it was their responsibility to have some oil in a vessel that they brought down to the tabernacle. And it was up to them, amen, to keep that oil, amen, that was supplying those lamps to be burning, amen, in the tabernacle. Hallelujah. Amen. Can I tell you this morning, your pastor, your preachers, amen, they can do a lot of great things, but one thing about it, it's a church, amen, gets a whole lot better shining in their community, amen, when the whole congregation, when they come to the house of the Lord. Now we know in our day and hour, the oil represents the Spirit of the Lord, amen. We realize, amen, when we come to the house of the Lord, we don't usually bring a little bit of oil in a vessel to keep their lights burning. It's powered by another source, Brother Bridges, amen. But I still believe it's up to us. When we come to the house of the Lord, we need to have that Spirit down in our soul, amen, a Holy Ghost moving spell, amen, some words in our prayer closet. What is it? When we come to the house of the Lord, then we don't have to pump and prime for the first hour to try to get folks to worship. Amen. When you're full of oil, when you bring the Spirit of the Lord to the house of God, you know the lights are going to burn. Hallelujah. Amen. So this was, I believe tonight, or this morning, whatever time of the day it is, I believe this morning, amen, we have an obligation that we need to be a witness of that light. Amen. I'm talking about that light. Hallelujah. We know this morning that these lights that's in here, it's powered by a source from somewhere. Amen. A generator that generates the lights. Praise God. A power source from somewhere. And as long as the electrical bill is paid, amen, we can flip the switch on and we've got lights. Amen. But there's a power source of that light. Amen. I'm talking about that light that John was telling us about this morning. Amen. We're living in an hour when a lot of folks don't like to come to that light. As we done read the scripture, it reveals their sin and their darkness and their deeds that they do. So many times they sometimes just don't like the light to shine upon them. And if there's ever a time the church needs the lights burning brighter, Brother Head, amen, it's in the hour that we live in. It's sad when church folks can come to the house of the Lord, Brother Bridges, and they can sit in the same service many times and the Spirit of the Lord not convicting enough that they can sit right among us, amen, and they can feel comfortable, amen, simply because they realize, amen, there's not enough light there to expose my sins. Hallelujah. Amen. I remember the days, amen, and I know there's still a lot of good people in this world, but I remember the days when folks wasn't living right. They was afraid almost to come to church. Amen. I'm not talking about sinners. I'm talking about the hypocrites in the church. Amen. Because their deeds that they've done in the darkness. Amen. When they come into the house of the Lord, some good sister or some good prophet, amen, just might be able to discern what's among them. Praise God. Can I tell you, we need a bright light shining in the church like we've never seen it before. Why? Because, amen, we need some things, amen, revealed. Hallelujah. Folks just don't like the good old ways of holiness like they used to. Amen. So many times they shun us. Brother preached last night. They shun away from that light. Hallelujah. Several years ago, back in the early 90s, Sister Teresa and I, you're always looking, you know, especially preachers are always looking for something free. And so they called us one time, you know, to come to one of these timeshare meetings. You know, they'll put you up for 2 or 3 days. You know, we live up in Indiana. It's Cornfield County and soybeans. That's all you see up there. So, you know, they called us up and said, we'll give you 2 nights stay or 2 or 3 nights, what it was, in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And then we'll put you on a kind of a ferry boat, ship type thing, and take you over to the Bahamas, and you get to spend 2 nights there. All expenses paid. Amen. So, you know how we are, man. I'll go sit through that 2 or 3 hour meeting just to get those free things. Amen. But, in our hearts, both of us, I've never been to Bahamas, never been on a ship. Amen. And as we were heading that way, it was something down inside of me that kept saying, why am I going to the Bahamas? Ain't much there. As far as I know, that's drawing me there. We both got there. Of course, they, you know, when they give you something free, it's probably a kind of a low-class thing way back on the back side of the island, which was all right with us. Amen. We got back there in the back side of a little island there in the Bahamas. And so that night we went to a room. Amen. But during the night, the Lord began to give me a dream. Amen. I dreamed about the church. In my dream, I saw the church there where I pastored. Amen. And I saw the lights. I looked down one side of the church and the lights were shining brightly. I looked on the other side of the church and the lights there in the church had hang down on chains. Amen. The top that hang pretty far down. And I saw those lights. They were not shining anymore. And there's all twisted and they were tangled up together. And that morning, amen, we got up and we was going down to the tourist shops down there to shop around. And we was just kind of walking around looking at each other wondering, what are we doing here? Amen. Can I tell you? We went through some little old shops, went through some little old streets. We finally got into this one little bitty shop and this a lady came up and began to talk to us. Amen. And all of a sudden, amen, there was a difference than anybody else on that island. Hallelujah. I'm telling this. I mean, this is gospel. If you don't believe it, you can ask my wife. Amen. She did not know us from no man, amen, that ever got on that island. Amen. But she began to talk to us. Amen. She said, you've had a dream. My ears perked up then. She began to tell me my dream, brothers. Hallelujah, that I had just the night before. Nobody else knew it except my wife. And I told her on the way down to the shops. Hallelujah. We didn't know what it was all about. She began to tell me my dream. She began to tell me the interpretation thereof. Praise God. She began to tell me how the church, amen, half of them is going to want the truth. Half of them is going to come to the light. But there's going to be another half of them, amen, that's going to resist the light. They're going to resist the truth, amen. They're going to try and turn from you, amen. Can I tell you, I went back to my church, and just like that little sister told us, amen, it was just like that. Can I tell you this morning? Amen. Oh, thank God for the light. Praise God. Aren't you glad this morning that the light shines in your heart and the Lord wants to direct your path in the way of holiness? And without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. Can you just lift up your hands and say, God, give me that light this morning? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. I'm trying to hurry this morning. Hallelujah. But God sure wants us to be a light this morning. Oh, it's a dark world, but can I tell you, greater is that light. Amen. The power of that light, can I tell you this morning, at the power of that light, it's able to convict that lost husband of yours. Amen. That lost child of yours. Them lost grandchildren that you're praying about. Can I tell you that light can shine in the places where that you don't know where to go to find them. Can I tell you this morning, amen, that light is not limited to nowhere. Amen. That light can go into the lowest of the lowest places. Amen. And it can bring truth to them. Hallelujah. President Lincoln said this. He said, and I am not bound to succeed, but I am bound to live up to all the light that I have. Amen. Sometimes when the truth comes unto us through a message, amen, you cannot just turn it away and say, I don't know any better. I don't know any different. But can I tell you, when the truth and the light comes unto you, amen, let me tell you, it's up to you then to step into that light and to walk towards that light. Oh, if you were buried deep into a coal mines in Virginia or Kentucky somewheres, amen, and the mines closed in on you, and I've heard of men that has been in those situations, what do they look for? They look for a glimmer of light somewheres. Amen. All they need is just a little source. Amen. Just a little beam. That's what they pray for. Can I tell you, those that's out there in sin, that the dark hour that we live in, all they need tonight, amen, is somebody to shine just a ray of light. Amen. Oh, can I tell you, the world needs your light this morning. If you're not shining, who's going to shine for you? Hallelujah. Lift your hands towards heaven. Amen. Say, God, shine my light. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. I got to hurry on. Amen, Brother Ralston. Amen. I want him to, Brother Head, to have plenty of time. I sure don't want to get in the way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The second portion of that we read to you in Matthew said, ye are the light of the world, a city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Cannot be hid. Would you say that with me this morning? Cannot be hid. Hallelujah. You know what the devil has tried for as long as from the Garden of Eden? You know what he's tried to do? Tried to hide the light. Amen. He's tried to hide it at the stake. Amen. He's tried to hide it in a prison camp somewheres. Amen. He's tried to take the word of God and burn everything that says anything about Jesus Christ. But can I tell you, as Jesus said himself in the Gospel of Matthew, amen, it's a city that cannot be hid. Amen. I don't know about you this morning, but if you've got anything in you that looks like a light, that seems like a light, praise God. When you walk down the streets, amen, in your town, in your city, amen, or in your store, in Walmart or wherever, you ought to be that city that's set on a hill that cannot be hid, praise God. Oh, they maybe should be something down inside of you that's shining out, that it looks cold and completely different than the world. Hallelujah. I mean, I'm talking about a city that's set on a hill that cannot. Can I tell you this morning, the power of this light cannot be hid. Amen. They may want to take every name of Jesus, amen, out of every city building, amen, every courtroom, amen, may not want it in there. But can I tell you this morning, amen, that light is always going to spring up somewhere. You push it down here, he'll come up over here. Praise God, simply because that city, that light, the power of that light, amen, it'll never be hid. Hallelujah. Praise God. Can I tell you just another story here? We, about a couple of years ago, I guess, in Indiana, there they were bringing that bill up before the legislature or whatever it was down going on there at the state capitol building of this deal where men can marry men and women can marry women. You know, the darkness that we're in of this hour. So, I told Brother Grace, you know, they were having a meeting down at the Capitol building. And, you know, for the first portion of the time, those homosexuals, those crazy perverts, amen, that thinks they're okay and they're not, amen, they gave them the first portion of the hour, they can come down and they could demonstrate what they thought the reason they should man marry man and woman marry woman and all that kind of junk. Amen. So they gave them their portion of the hour that they could have, and then they had to usher them out. Amen. And then those that was for marriage should be between one man and one woman, it was their turn to come in. Hallelujah. So Brother Grace and I, amen, we decided, you know, hey, it's an open door, it's invitation. We're going to go down there and just see what's going on. Hallelujah. So we got down there, and those perverts, they was just finishing up their portion of the time, and there was probably maybe 30 to 50 people of them that had been in there protesting their rights that they should have. Praise God. And so they were leaving. They were going out and going down the street. So it was time for those that was bearing witness of that light. It was time for them to come in. Now, our Capitol building, I believe it's at least four stories high. I mean, you got a huge big floor area, and then it goes up to another balcony, and it stretches all around. Then it goes up about three or four of those all around, and you know, up into the big dome there. But can I tell you, when it comes time for those that that was standing for the light, praise God, when we all filed in, amen, they were people that were hanging on the banisters. Amen. They was in every level. They was at the top level, and there was no more room down at the bottom. Praise God. Oh, what was it? Amen. It was there in the little state capitol building of Indianapolis. There was somebody said, amen. Amen. There is a light. I've got to be a witness of that light. I'm going down to let them know, amen, darkness is not going to take over Indiana. That somebody else, amen, is going to stand up for the truth. Can I tell you, amen, my heart raised up within me, and I stood proud that day, amen, to be among them. Hallelujah. Well, you know, they're supposed to got all of those crazy folks out. those homosexuals are supposed to have them all out of there. Well, a couple of those young men, they had camouflaged themselves. They put on a shirt over top of another T-shirt that they had some writings on it promoting their lifestyle. So our meeting got started, and the Speaker of the House got up there and began to tell what it was. And while we were standing there, me and Brother Grace were standing there, and I looked over at him. I said, now, if the news people are here and if they take any pictures, you and I will probably end up on the front page of the Indianapolis Star. So what do you know? During the meeting, I'm trying to hurry. Amen. During the meeting, they was those two guys. They ripped off their shirts, had their T-shirts on there, written on there that they were for marriage between man and all that stuff. Amen. So the confrontation started among them. Amen. They began to yell and holler, and there was a couple elderly gentlemen. They were in their 80s, probably. Amen. All of a sudden, they took it upon themselves. Amen. These two guys are going out of here. Now, these two boys that were doing the protest, and there's a big muscular boys, but that didn't matter one bit to that little small, amen, 85-year-old man. He said, I'm going to be a light. You don't belong in this, amen. I'm going to throw you out. Praise God. So me and Brother Grace, here we stood. We was right behind it all. And then when the Indianapolis Star came out the next morning, there's Brother Grace and my picture on the front page, amen, of the promotion that's going on down there. Oh, can I tell you, but I'm glad this morning, amen, you don't have to get in the darkness, amen. You can stand against the light. If you don't stand against the light and be a witness against the light, it will move like a flood as it's been going. Amen. Can I tell you this morning, light attracts. Hallelujah. I mean, I don't know if they do it down here, but used to up home, Kmart used to have, this poor Walmart area, but Kmart used to have the blue light specials, and they used to have a light out in the parking lot, and you could see it shining in the sky. Amen. On Friday night, you know there was a sale going somewhere. Amen. So we headed to Kmart. I mean, it drawed us. Amen. If they're having a car sale, they'll get those lights. It's out there to attract. Praise God. Can I tell you this morning, amen, you want to have a good church growth? Amen. Let the light of the gospel shine. Amen. Oh, it's the best attraction that you'll ever get. Amen. To build a church. Amen. That's with God's light. The power of that light. Amen. You may try it with many other sources, but you'll never, ever, amen, build a church with anything else. Amen. That's right. When the hamburgers are gone, they'll be gone. Hell, I was at a Kingdom Tape seminar the other day, you know, where you buy your CDs and all that from Kingdom Ministries. And so they, once again, you know, they called and said, we're going to be in your area. I want to invite you to come to the Golden Corral and give you a free lunch. And, you know, so I'm there. And so they was telling us how to witness and build your church. You know, and I appreciate Kingdom Ministries, what they do. But this one area I had to draw the line on. Amen. They was telling us, now, if you want to really build your church, amen, And a lot of folks is having great success with this. Amen. And they've got them, I guess, that you can buy them or rent them or whatever it is. They said, you need to have a movie night at church. Amen. They said many folks are doing it on a Sunday night. They pop popcorn and they have folks to come in and they show them a movie. Amen. And then they discuss the moral issues in these movies. Amen. And about that time, I was about ready to get up and walk out. Amen. I thought this is enough for me. Amen. Can I tell you, we don't need a movie night in the Holiness Church. Amen. We need a movie night in the Holiness Church. Praise God. We need the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of the Lord moving once again. Amen. That light will come down. He'll shine through us. Amen. We don't need the popcorn. Praise God. All we need, amen, is some testimonies that's like popcorn. Amen. The light get down inside them. Somebody got to jump up and say, let me tell you about my Lord. He'll exalt, amen, your church. He'll exalt your God. Amen. And he'll build the church. Amen. I'm trying to preach to us this morning on the power of that light. Hallelujah. And I'm going to try to hush here. Praise God. We find in Luke's gospel, Luke chapter 12, he's going to come back. He's going to come back. Are you looking for him? Luke tells us like this, says, let your loins be girded about and your lights burning. Amen. And let your lights be burning. And ye yourself likened to men that wait for the Lord when he return from the wedding, that when he cometh and knocketh, they may open unto him immediately. Hallelujah. What about you this morning? That great powerful light, amen, that is more powerful than anything else. It's not God that's lost any of his power. Amen. It's not his power source. Amen. It's never flickered. Amen. It's never gone out. Never a storm that has blew out his light. Praise God. Amen. He's faced every storm of time. Amen. Oh, thank God for that power in that light. And I'm closing with this. In the book of Revelation, after a while, amen, you know what? Right now, we get to look through and be in his presence. Of his light, amen, just kind of seemingly a small portion. But after a while, amen, as they were singing this morning, amen, we're going to look over that dark sea, amen, and we're going to enter that heaven of rest after a while, praise God, and after a while there'll be no more need of these lights that we've got here. We find it in Revelation chapter 21, and let me just read it quickly here for you this morning and hush and get out of the way. But we find in Revelation chapter 21 and verse 23, amen. And he said, and the city had no need of the sun, neither the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it. And the Lamb is the light thereof. Praise God. What about you this morning? Amen. Are you ready this morning to take that light that the Lord has given unto you and you get into his presence and say, God, I thank you that I'm in your light. Amen. Now, until that time comes, we're like that moon, I believe. When the sun reflects that moon, and they say that moon doesn't have a bit of light, but it reflects from the sun, and it gives us light. But until that time, I just want to be that reflection, don't you? Amen. When the Lord, when the world sees me, I want them to see Jesus. Praise God. Amen. Just have one more verse. We go on down a little bit further. And Revelation 22 and 5, and there shall be no night there. They need no candle, neither light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forevermore. Amen. Won't you stand to your feet and lift your hands towards heaven and say, God, polish my light. Lord, let that light shine mightily, Lord, through me. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank God, thank God, thank God, thank God.